A utility company has received reports of phone scams involving the solicitation of personal information of both residential and business customers. According to a news release, KCP&L has received reports of a caller posing as an employee who demands immediate payment to avoid service disconnection. Customers are sometimes prompted by a convincing but fraudulent recording to press a number to make a payment with a live person. The scammers reportedly manipulate the caller's ID to look like KCP&L's actual call center numbers. If the customer is unable to make an immediate payment or does not answer, the caller gives out a return phone number to call back. However, it is not a number that is associated with KCP&L. KCP&L is working to quickly shut down many of these fraudulent numbers, and it is valuable for the reporting customer to obtain and provide the scammer's requested callback number. If customers receive a call like this and to make a report, they are urged to contact KCP&L Customer Contact Center at 888-471-5275 or 816-471-5275. A Fayette man sustained moderate injuries in a rollover traffic accident in Howard County earlier today. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as the driver of a southbound vehicle, 32-year-old Joshua Engel, reportedly fell asleep at the wheel, which caused the vehicle to travel off the left side of the roadway, struck a driveway, became airborne, struck the ground, and overturned. Engel reportedly was transported by Staff for Life helicopter to a hospital in Columbia for treatment of injuries. The accident happened just before 9 a.m. on Missouri 240, just north of County Road 209. Progress on a Saline County bridge is moving along, according to Southern District Commissioner Monty Finner. Finner gave an update on the work on the Camp Creek Bridge during the meeting of the Saline County Commission on Tuesday.
We signed off yesterday on our third payment to the bridge company on the Camp Creek Bridge. It is 77% complete, and they're going to start backfilling around the bridge tomorrow. So we're right on schedule.
The Camp Creek Bridge is located northeast of Marshall, north of Highway 41, near Nocturne Avenue. The construction project is being completed by Brookfield Box and Bridge, LLC. The bridge is scheduled to be completed and open to traffic by September 1st. And during the most recent meeting of the MMU Board of Public Works, who accepted a bid for a body truck, Administrative Services Director Ken Gehringer said several bids were received for a flatbed truck body to be put on the new truck for the Internet Department. Gehringer recommended to the board to accept the low bid of $5,897 from Marshall Welding Incorporated, which was approved as it was the best bid that met specifications. The next lowest bid was for $7,183.50 from Maxwell Trailers of Columbia. Also, Gehringer received the board's consent to gift the old Internet truck to the Marshall Parks Department. In other business, the board approved a motion to seek bids for a forklift for the new warehouse and a half-ton crew cab truck for the Underground Facilities Department. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.